Thailand appeals court clears path to extradition of alleged iGaming kingpin. Thailand's appeals court on Monday ordered the extradition to China of Xi Jinping, a Chinese national accused by Beijing of operating large-scale illegal online gambling networks across Southeast Asia. Court decision and immediate consequences. The Criminal Court of Appeal in Bangkok ruled that Xi should be handed over to Chinese authorities within 90 days, rejecting his legal team's challenge to Thailand's extradition framework. Xi, who was arrested in Bangkok in August 2022 under a 2014 Chinese arrest warrant, remains in Khlong Prem Central Prison while the logistics of transfer are arranged. Thailand's Office of the Attorney General has said Chinese authorities allege Xi established 239 illegal online gambling sites and managed sprawling networks linked to casinos and cyber fraud operations in Myanmar and elsewhere. The allegation echoes a 2024 UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC report, that described Xi as having an extensive business and investment footprint in Cambodia, Myanmar, Thailand, and the Philippines, spanning real estate, construction, entertainment, and blockchain ventures. Xi's rise to regional prominence has been closely tied to the Yatai New City development in Shwe Kako, Myanmar, a border complex notorious in recent years for online scamming, forced labor, and human trafficking. The site attracted international scrutiny during pandemic-era lockdowns, when many illegal gambling and scam operations migrated online and found sanctuary in jurisdictions with weak enforcement. Governments in the United States and the United Kingdom have previously sanctioned Xi, citing his alleged role in facilitating transnational criminal activity. Those measures, combined with the extradition order, mark a significant escalation in pressure on an individual long viewed by investigators as emblematic of the region's illicit cyber-enabled economy. Regional enforcement and expert perspectives. Law enforcement officials and analysts say the court decision will test cross-border cooperation mechanisms that have struggled to keep pace with sophisticated online crime. This ruling is legally significant, but the real challenge is operational. Arranging secure transfer, ensuring due process, and coordinating between multiple jurisdictions, said Professor Niran Phongsiri, a criminal law specialist at Chulalongkorn University in Bangkok. Successful extradition could set a precedent for handling other key figures embedded in transnational cyber-enabled networks. A UNODC spokesperson framed the case as part of a broader trend. Organized online gambling and cyber fraud have become highly mobile, exploiting governance gaps across borders, coordinated legal action, intelligence sharing, and capacity building are essential to disrupt these networks, the spokesperson said. Observers note that much of the activity attributed to Xi took place in loosely regulated border zones. Cambodia and parts of Myanmar, particularly areas outside central government control, have been described in UN and regional reports as permissive environments where casinos and development projects can mask illicit activities. The Yatai complex in Shwe Kako, near the Thai-Myanmar border, emerged as a high-profile example of these dynamics. Human rights and anti-corruption advocates caution that extradition must not undermine accountability or allow for politicized prosecutions. Robust oversight is necessary to ensure any transfer adheres to international human rights standards, including transparency about charges and access to legal counsel, said Kanakwan Srisai, a Bangkok-based anti-corruption advocate. Legal experts expect potential appeals or diplomatic interventions, but they also argue the decision signals growing willingness among Southeast Asian judiciary systems to respond to transnational crime allegations, even when they implicate high-profile business figures with ext. Incessive regional ties, implications for policy and policing, whatever the outcome of the extradition process, the case highlights persistent enforcement gaps in Southeast Asia and the need for sustained international cooperation. For regulators and investigators, the focus will be whether the extradition leads to prosecutions that dismantle financial and operational networks behind cyber-enabled gambling and scamming, and whether it encourages stronger regional mechanisms to prevent similar illicit ecosystems from taking root.